Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Meister Sheni Daf Zayin, and we are starting about the fourth line right at the beginning of the Gemara. And in Vilna Sursa Daf, it's right at the top of Hey Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Meir Masar Basar Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama Shad Havin Aliyah. To begin explaining the first din of the Mishnah, Tani, we have a Braisa, but Bagba Gomer Bagba says the pasuk in regards to Meister Sheni tells us when Usata Kesev Uchal Asher Tav Nafshecha, you can use the money, meaning the Meister Sheni money, for anything your soul desires. Now there's no reason for the pasuk to continue saying Babakur Batzoin Bayan Vashechar because the words Chal Asher Tav Nafshecha are pretty self-apparent. You could spend it on whatever you want. Why then does the pasuk tell us you could spend it on all these things? And the answer is, it's telling us, Lekechu Adam Paro Mipnei Aira, a person could buy a cow with its hide, Vitzoy Mipnei Gizasa, and a sheep with its wool, Viyayim Mipnei Gankanoi, and wine with its pitcher. And this has to do with the first din of the Mishnah, that even though if you want to buy a pitcher, wool, or a hide by itself, you are not allowed to use money of Meister Sheni for that, since you're buying the cow, and a cow comes with its hide, and your main focus is to buy the cow, not the hide, so that becomes chulin. And the same thing with the pitcher and with the wool. However, Amrab Zeir Zera clarifies, Hadar the Tamil, this is only said, Bishaya Mechar Hedyet. If the Mechar is just a regular guy and he's selling the animal just to sell the animal, Aval Mhaya Mechar Uman. But if the seller is an expert, he's a craftsman, maybe he's an expert in hides, or he's an expert barrel or pitcher maker for wine. So when he's selling the wine or the animal, he puts a separate focus on the barrel or pitcher holding the wine or on the hide of the animal. And therefore, Nasuk Mechar Zebef Nasmai, it's as if each one is being sold individually and the value of the hide or of the pitcher does not become chulin, and he would have to take its value in chulin money and treat it as Meister Sheni. And Arab Zaira continues saying, Masisan Amar Kane, our Mishnah says this. What does Mishnah tell us? Kadiyah and Stumas, if he bought sealed barrels of wine with money of Meister Sheni, Makam Shidachan Limacher Stumas, Yata Kankan Lechulin. If this is a place where it's regular to sell them sealed, then the pitcher of the barrel becomes Chulin because there's no other way to buy it. However, if it's a place where he could buy the wine without the pitcher and he bought it with the pitcher anyways, so it's like it's two separate things and the value of the pitcher of the barrel does not become Chulin. And Amar of Mana says, Umina, from this, meaning based off Arab Zaira just told us, we would say as follows. Kamad Tamar Taman, just like we said over there, Imhaya Mechar Uman. If the seller is an Uman, he's an expert craftsman, Nasik Mechar Zafnatsmi Zafnatsmi, we treat it as if each thing is being sold individually, and the value of the hide, for example, does not become Chulin, it still retains its din of Meister Sheni. With the Chavasa, we would say similarly, Imhaya Halikeach Uman, if the Likeach of the buyer, he was an expert, Nasik Likeach Zafnatsmi Zafnatsmi, it's as if he's buying each one individually, and once again, the hide or the pitcher or the wool, depending on what he's buying, does not become Chulin, and he would have to take its value in Chulin money and treat it as Meister Sheni. Continuing with the din of our Mishnah, Chaisel Shaltamarim, Petulia Shaltamarim, these are two different types of baskets that are meant to hold not fully ripe dates, and the dates ripen in these baskets. Yatsul Chulin, so when he buys the basket with the dates, the basket itself becomes Chulin because it's secondary to the dates, it's just a container for them, and he can't buy the dates without the basket because they're meant to be in it in order to ripen. However, Kupa Shaltamarim, let's say he bought just a regular box of dates, Istanayatani Yatsu, Istanayatani Yilayatsu. There are those that teach that the basket does not become Chulin, and those that teach that the basket does become Chulin. And our Chizda clarifies, Mandamar Yatsu, the one that holds that the box becomes Chulin, Drusais, that's talking about press dates, and since they need the basket, therefore the basket becomes Chulin. Some of Tali's other examples, Mandamar Layatsu, according to Mandamar, that the box does not become Chulin, Bishainu Drusais, that's where they're not pressed into the box, so they don't need to be in this box, they could just be loose, or they could be put into a different container, and therefore the box does not become Chulin. And continue to explain the Mishnah, we had said, Temed HaCholayich Mitzvah Chulu, that before Temed ferments, it's not allowed to be bought with money Meister Sheni, because it's just considered water. It doesn't have the flavor of wine yet, and we know that water is not allowed to be bought with money Meister Sheni. Now we clarify, quoting a brayso, HaTemed Ad Sheloi Hechmetz, this Temed before it ferments, Einu Nikach Kasev Meister, it's not allowed to be bought with money Meister Sheni, Upaisal Semikvah, and it's going to passel Mikvah with three lugan of Mayim Sheuvim, since it's considered water. If we just have three lugan of Temed before it ferments, and it falls into Mikvah, it will passel it. Whereas Misha Hechmetz, once it already ferments, it's not considered water anymore, and therefore Nikach Kasev Meister, it's allowed to be bought with money Meister Sheni, Veinu Paisal Semikvah, and it doesn't passel Mikvah with three lugan, because again, it's not considered water. What I'm saying right now, it's considered like peiros because it has the flavor of wine. So in a way, it's like wine itself. And we know that when it comes to fruit juices, the only way to passel mikvah is with maret if it changes the look of the mikvah. I would clarify, Masis Rabbi Yuda, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yuda. Zayinon beis on top, detanin tamban. We learned over there in Mishnah, and this we added at the end of Maseches Maestres. Hametamed v'nasan mayim b'mida. If a person is making temed and he pours a certain measure of water in umatzak de midasai, and afterwards he finds the same measure of water that he poured in, pater is pater from meiser. That's even if it has the flavor of wine. That's because according to Tanakama, it clearly no juice was extracted from the grapes, whereas Rebuda is Mechayv in Meiser because it has a flavor, and therefore it's considered like wine itself. And on Revo clarified, Zimna Normal Abishem Reblazer, Zimna Normal Abishem Rebias Reb Chanina, sometimes he said the following din in the name of Reblazer, sometimes he said the following din in the name of Rebias Reb Chanina, Behusha Hechmetz, Rebuda only holds its Chayv in Meiser once it ferments, so it really has a din of Peiros, or May Peiros, it's considered like wine to some extent, and therefore it's Chayv in Meiser. As we see based off of this, that Aramash would be Rebuda because we have this Lashon of Behusha Hechmetz. That's clearly Rebuda's opinion. However, on Reb Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, this is according to everybody, because even salt water is allowed to be bought with money in Meiser Sheni. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is saying, the Mishnah doesn't have to be Rabbi Yehuda, it could even be the Rabbanon. I wouldn't have to say that this Temed is considered like pay rice or may pay rice. Originally, we're understanding that the only thing that's allowed to be bought with money in Meiser Sheni is pay rice or may pay rice, but that's not true. Anything that's considered Eichel is allowed to be purchased. Mayim is not considered Eichel, but May Melach is considered Eichel, and that's allowed to be bought with money in Meiser Sheni. So too Temed, since it has some sort of flavor, is considered Eichel, and even though it's not considered pay rice, it still would be allowed to be purchased, and therefore a Mishnah could be even the Rabbanon. And continue to explain the Mishnah we had said, if a person purchased a non-domesticated animal with money in Meiser Sheni with intention that it's going to be a Shlomim, and we know that it can't be, or he bought a regular domesticated animal with intention it's just going to be eaten, that's Basar Taiva, and he's not going to bring it as a Shlomim, so the hide does not become Chulin. And our Blazer clarifies, Meiser wasn't kind of this animal in the first place, meaning the entire animal is not considered Meiser. It's not just the hide that we say is different. The entire animal is not considered to be purchased with money Meiser Sheni, so the money retains its Kedusha, and the animal stays the way that it is, and doesn't become Meiser Sheni. And our Rabbi basically says, because Meiser Vina Marin, originally we used to say, if a person used money Meiser Sheni to buy a regular animal with intention that he's just going to eat its meat, he's not going to bring it as a carbon, that at least the animal itself becomes a Shlomim, meaning even though he intended just to put it on his grill and not bring it as a carbon, still, since he purchased it with money Meiser Sheni, the animal itself is a Shlomim, and it's just that the hide is not Yotze L'chulin, and that has a din of Meiser Sheni, and as we said, he'd have to take his value in money and chulin and treat it as Meiser Sheni. However, says Rabbi Yossi, V'loi havinu namrin klum, we weren't really saying anything. Why is that? Based off what Rabbi Elazar just said, loy kana Meiser, that the Meiser wasn't kind of the animal at all. When he buys an animal for the wrong purpose, the complete animal is not considered Meiser whatsoever. And we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about animals being purchased with money Meiser Sheni. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.